This is your friend John Walden from Colorado Springs. Join me in a little Bible study, will you? 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 19 has a verse that many Christians, I fear, have overlooked. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing, as unto a faithful Creator. Suffer according to the will of God. Now, could there possibly be any good in suffering? Could it possibly be the will of God that believers should suffer? Isn't God a God of love? Isn't He kind and good? Then why would He want anybody to suffer? And it plainly says, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him. Well, there are many benefits for suffering. Now, if you're not a believer, I see absolutely no benefit from suffering to you unless it brings you to trust in Christ. Sometimes suffering in the life of an unbeliever will make him realize that he needs the Lord, and in such case, it certainly would be beneficial. And if you're not a believer, I hope you will turn to the Lord very soon and not make it necessary for Him to bring trouble into your life in order to bring you to Himself. For a believer, there are many benefits of suffering. One of them is correction. We're told, for this cause many are weak and sickly among you. The Corinthians were corrected by suffering and sorrow, sickness. They were brought back to the Lord. We're told that it's an education to us. We learn God's ways through suffering. It helps us to become more conformed to Christ. It weans us away from the world. It makes us patient. How else are you going to learn patience except through tribulation? He says plainly, tribulation worketh patience. And then remember the great reward given to believers if we share rejection with Christ in this present world. If we suffer with Him, we shall also reign with Him. Suffer as a Christian in this same chapter, 1 Peter 4 and verse 16, he says. Don't be ashamed if you suffer as a Christian. The trouble is that most of us as believers have a wrong attitude toward suffering. Sometimes Christians think that God is angry with them, or they feel rejected or neglected when suffering comes into their lives. They get discouraged. They think that it's their own lack of faith. And some people have misled God's people by saying, if you had faith, you wouldn't be sick, you wouldn't suffer. And yet the Apostle Paul himself said that he had a thorn in the flesh, and he asked the Lord three times to take it away, and he said, my grace is sufficient for thee. And Trophimus was a godly young man, and he had to leave him at Miletus sick. And he wrote to Timothy, whom he said was probably the greatest, the best believer that he knew. He said he didn't have any other man who would really care for the estate of the Christians like him. And yet he said that he was to take a little wine for his stomach's sake and his often infirmities. So don't think that God is angry with you because you have suffering and trouble. Remember that in Hebrews chapter 11, he tells us about people who had faith to be delivered from all kinds of troubles, but he said there were others who did not accept deliverance, and it says that they did this by faith too. By faith they suffered. You read the last part of Hebrews 11, and remember that God's Son is among these others who suffered too. Now, if you're a suffering believer, the Lord says, commit the keeping of your soul to Him in well-doing, as unto a faithful Creator. Just trust Him, brother and sister. Just leave it with Him. Just say, Lord, I don't understand, but I do trust. Be teachable. Be willing for Him to show you whatever you're to learn from it. And then, above all, keep your eyes turned upward, waiting for the return of the Lord, hoping for that soon return, the rapture of believers when we're caught up to be with the Lord. Remember that He's going to reward us richly in that day. Lord, bless Thy suffering saints just now. And again we pray for those who have never received Thee, that they may see that for them there is nothing but endless suffering if they reject the Lord Jesus. Grant thy blessing in his name. Amen.